USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Delta Airlines canceled about 100 flights on Sunday due to staff shortages and placed some customers in middle seats for the first time in a year. The airline said it had more than 1 million passengers in the past few days, the most it's seen since the pandemic began. Multiple people were shot, one fatally, in a Birmingham, Alabama park Sunday night. Birmingham police said there was an altercation among a group of men in Patton Park around 7 p.m. local time. The person killed was a 32-year-old woman. She is believed to have been a bystander, was found dead in the backseat of her car. The park was filled with families at the time of the shooting. Global stock prices rose to a 1.5-month high on Monday after data showing a surge in United States unemployment, while short-dated U.S. bonds came under pressure on worries the Federal Reserve may bump up interest rates sooner than it had indicated. The Stanford Cardinals defeated the Arizona Wildcats 53-54 in the women's NCAA final Sunday night. USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
The Derek Chauvin murder trial will resume in Minneapolis, Minnesota at 9:30 a.m. Central Time Monday. Hunter Biden says when all is said and done, he will be found innocent from the suspected corruption discovered on his laptop just before the 2020 general election. Jeremy Scott from the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Federal prosecutors in Delaware revealed last December that they're investigating Hunter Biden's finances. The president's second son has denied any wrongdoing. He told CBS,
"I'm cooperating completely, and I am absolutely certain, 100% certain, that at the end of the investigation, that I will be cleared of any wrongdoing."
You're 100% certain?
I'm 100% certain of it. And all I can do is cooperate and trust in the process.
Hunter Biden sat on the board of a Ukrainian gas firm, which is the subject of a corruption investigation. His overseas business dealings with Ukraine and China became the subject of the 2020 election after an article in the New York Post.
USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Let's get a U.S.-Mexico border update with Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau.
As the humanitarian crisis on the southern border continues to worsen, lawmakers are trying to push solutions to the immediate problem. Congressman Carlos Jimenez says that Congress needs to reform legal immigration. But the Florida Republican tells Fox News that there are more immediate steps that need to be taken, and they start with putting the Trump-era border policies back in place.
We need comprehensive immigration reform in this country, but it has to be legal. We're a country of laws. Look, the Customs and Border Protection folks told us what needed to be done. A, they needed more officers. B, they needed the border wall that was under construction, that to be completed. They need greater and better technology to help them out. They need the policies, better policies and the policies that were in place before
right.
to be restored. And I also think they need one more thing. We need to hire hundreds of additional judges so that we can adjudicate a lot of these cases asking for political asylum much faster, and that would disincentivize this wave that we're seeing.
The Mexico-United States border is the most frequently crossed border in the world, with approximately 350 million documented crossings annually. 14 games in Major League Baseball today. One early game at 1:10 p.m. Eastern as the Twins and Tigers go at it in Detroit. Be aware the Braves at Nationals has been postponed due to COVID-19 restrictions. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.